My name's Ricky Tagaban.
Ricky, you're native Alaskan?
Yes, I'm from the Tlingit tribe.
How culturally immersed were you growing up?
There's culture camp that I would go to in the summer, but it's still urban, so it's not really fish camp. You know, we learned dancing and beading and go to culture club at school, after schools.
Was that a hip thing to do?
No. Not really.
Okay.
It's becoming more popular, but it's not in the 90s. It wasn't really super cool.
So how did you latch on to it?
I just, like, kind of my earliest memories are realizing that I was Tlingit and knowing that it meant something really profound, but not getting to know what that means, I think, will take a lifetime. But I've always known, like, well, that it really means something.
Well, along the lines of what? What do you think? How do you think it makes you different, your experience different?
I think it's really special just to know that I come from such a specific place. And, like, my dad's clan comes from our hometown. And just to have that connection and know, like, our genealogy goes 10,000 years in that place. And to have, you know, like, a way of life that came from occupying that place for that period of time, I think is really special. And we adapt, of course, you know, we've had to and we will, and that's fine. But I know I love tradition and I love knowing that they're so specific, but they can be really inclusive.
Has your place changed a lot?
Over the course of...
Your lifetime.
My lifetime? I don't know about my lifetime. I know if I think of my grandparents, since their lifetime, it's changed quite a bit. It went from, you know, it was a colony when they were my age, and it's still a colony, you know, but the resources are cycling through different things.
Is your everyday life there very different from our everyday life here in Hawaii?
Probably not. Mm. I wake up and weave.
You do?
And go fishing, yeah. It's probably pretty similar.
To whose life? Nobody in Honolulu, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
That is very different.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Weaving. So what are you going to do here? I mean, I love your weavings, you know, your crazy iPhone cases and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, I did a weaving that's pretty unusual for me. I made a garment out of pantyhose. Because I'm a drag queen and I have a lot of pantyhose left over from performances. So I spun that in the way that I spin wool with cedar bark. And I wove a garment with... The weft is this rayon, this glorious rayon yarn.
What color?
Like a light brown. Oh. Kind of eggshell. And so I'm going to wear the garment out of pantyhose for most of the time here. But I also have a piece about Standing Rock. And I'm going to perform. And I'll display a garment from that performance after I do the performance. But mostly I'm going to be in this space wearing the pantyhose garment.
I didn't really know you did performance, you know, because I just...
That's new for me. Yeah, that's new for me. It's the last, like, 2 years about I've been doing drag. So when I have opportunities to do it in public spaces, then I bring my Tlingitness with me into that performance.
Is that a little bit of a leap?
To start doing drag was something I always wanted to do, and I just wasn't going to do it alone. So once I found a drag mom, and that she's been kind of cultivating this little drag community in Juneau.
In your culture?
In Juneau.
Oh, I see. So this is like another culture.
Uh-huh. Yeah, subculture, for sure.
So
and there's other Tlingit drag queens. Like,
oh,
it's,
there are.
Yeah, it's not that. It's not too crazy.
Is that a subculture, Tlingit drag queens?
It is now. There's a couple of us, yeah. Yeah, there's a few.
Any characteristics of that subculture in common?
In common with what?
Each other. You know, what would Tlingit drag queen culture?
I think the two, like, subcultures for me, they... I try not to separate it. You know, because, like, weaving... I was asked to weave because of my gender identity. That's why I was asked to learn this traditional style of weaving. Because it's for two-spirit people or women. And that's a tradition that my teacher was taught from her mentor, Jenny Tlanat. So, like, knowing that this really prestigious art form was reserved for people with a different gender identity is special. And then to be able to express my gender identity through drag, that's kind of a newer thing than Chilkat weaving. But it's kind of on the same vein, if that makes sense.
That's wild!
Yeah, it's really special, I think.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
That is. So who did you learn from?
Clarissa Rizal.
She, what, just met you one day? Or?
She said she'd watched me for a few years before she approached me. She said she'd paid attention to the stuff I was working on, because I apprenticed with an engraver who's from my clan and woven with other people, but not Chilkat. And then, yeah, it was 2010 she approached me to be her student.
Is Chilkat a style of weaving?
Yes.
Okay. Are, in your culture, in Tlingit culture, is gender identity viewed really differently than in larger American culture then?
Probably. We're very assimilated, so there's a lot of kind of residual ideas from Christianity. We were hit hard with Russian influence first, and then became American after the Russians. So, like, a lot of elders have that Christian background, so it can be hard to kind of tease out gender issues from them, and there's a lot of kind of like male dominance sometimes, and just typical things within colonized populations. You know, it's a process of unlearning a lot of stuff that was forcibly, you know, introduced. We were invited to be Christians, and we're still dealing with that. So yeah, there's information there. Like, Clarissa was taught she could teach two-spirit people, which is pretty unique that an elder would talk about it.
Oh, so very cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, so this is the runway.
This is, yes. So this is where I'll do the Standing Rock performance, and then somewhere in the area I'll be wearing the pantyhose for the rest of the time and spinning wool in the traditional way. So I brought wool and cedar bark.
You make cloth out of cedar bark?
Well, I do all the Chilkat weavings. They have cedar in the warp because it's a bug repellent, so it'll keep the moths from eating it.
So fabulous. So Yay. Interesting. And what a runway this is.